A New Orleans area lawmaker's effort to prevent a governor from serving more than two consecutive terms continues to make its way through the legislative process. Here's Jeff Palermo.
Chalmette Representative Michael Bayham says two terms is enough.
The two governors we've had this past 100 years who have served more than two terms, things didn't work out so well.
Bayham is alluding to Earl K. Long, who was committed to a mental health facility in his third term, and Edwin Edwards, who ended up in federal prison after four terms. Bayham's constitutional amendment just needs a two-thirds vote in the Senate, and it heads to the voters in November.
I know we have not had a lot of luck with constitutional amendments, but it is very plain, and it puts a limit on power. That is something that Democrats and Republicans can come together and embrace and support.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Debate on a congressional map that reduces the number of majority black districts from 2-1 shifts over to the House today as the Governmental Affairs Committee discusses the Senate-approved map. Political analyst Bernie Pinzenat says it'll be a lengthy hearing with dozens of people expected to testify.
Bottom line is that Republicans are happy about it and Democrats are not.
Speculation that Lane Kiffin might add former national champion head coach Ed Orgeron to his staff is no longer speculation. LSU announcing last night Coach O will return as a special assistant to recruiting and defense. The 64-year-old hasn't coached since he was fired by LSU in 2021. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on TIX FM.